Truly, the righteous attain life, but whoever pursues evil finds death. The Lord detests those whose hearts are perverse, but he delights in those whose ways are blameless. Be sure of this, the wicked will not go unpunished, but those who are righteous will go free.
Folks, what a weekend we've had. Speeches at Christian gatherings from President Trump and others. Winds, South Carolina. Comms showing B-2 bombers. Oh, yeah, and more. It's absolutely amazing. Prayer and faith seem to be moving through each thread of this journey we're on. We're going to see that today. We'll see more and notice how the Bolsonaro, the Brazil issue is bigger than what we expected. He happened to show up. And man, it's so many coincidences and intel, they just keep ramping up the excitement for us. So I like those. I know you guys do too. And so much more. Got some great treats in for today. Stay tuned.
Until your wife and children, I'll be sailing with you. It's going to rain. Better get on board. It's going to rain.
So folks, I just want to make sure you know that we have amazing time for us to all visit together at Sea with LT, August 11th through the 18th this year. You can go to andweknow.com and check it out. You'll hang out with us. You're going to be hearing a lot of more of information where people want more of this Q&A time with us, where they ask questions and they want to know more than what we're sharing here on these videos, which I do a lot of. I didn't realize it, and somebody reminded me, you know, we were sitting at a table in our travels, and get asked a lot of questions. And I say, look, here's my opinion on it, especially when it comes to how we tie in what's going on now with the biblical aspect of it all. I love the Bible. You guys know that I studied to try to go to seminary thinking I was going to be a pastor of a small church someday, which was always a dream of mine. And here we are today having the opportunity to visit together. Not only that, you get a chance to hang out with those that are like-minded. That's right. Those that, you know, can imagine just being on a boat and everyone around you, they're all sharing their stories. This is when I woke up. When did you wake up? How did you guys, where are you from? And next thing you know, you've got great friends. You're in Alaska enjoying the great frontier with our family. You get to meet all of us. You get to listen to great music from a world-renowned group now, the Isaacs. They sing just about everything. And I've got a treat for you guys today. They're going to be singing a song at the end of this video from Chicago, and I heard, I understand from them that somebody with Chicago actually is a fan of this channel. That is just absolutely amazing, and I was excited to hear about that. Again, I just hope that you join us. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to show you, as you see in the screen here, how I put my videos together. I'm probably going to record a one-hour video on the boat, have the audience interact with me while we're doing it too. That'll be fun. And again, we're going to have a blast together. I hope that you, if you're considering, you're just wondering, should I do this? Please jump on board. We're looking forward to having you. Let's go here to President Trump. One of the things that we're going to be doing on the boat is this prayer.
Oh, do you pray regularly?
I pray.
Yeah. I pray. I mean, if you don't mind me asking, because I know this is a very faith-filled audience here, and I know there are people across the globe pray for you and your safety. They're worried about your safety.
No, they are.
And they want... And can do I you feel honest? That? Do you feel the power of that?
I do, but can I be honest? I worry about their safety, too. These people, everybody in this room is in great danger right now. We have a nuclear weapon that if you hit New York, South Carolina is going to be gone, too. I worry about their safety. I think it's the reason I'm doing this. I'm worrying about this country. This country is in such trouble. We have incompetent people running our country right now. The only thing they're good at is being vicious. They're vicious, horrible people. And that's what they're good at. They're good at doing the election stuff and demeaning people. Mm-hmm. We want to get together. I think we can get together.
Will you work with Democrats?
Did you notice what he did? He pivoted. I don't know if that's what somebody helped him learn how to do or trained him in this whole area of when you're talking to the media, especially in front of an entire audience. He's able to take something that is directed towards him. Are you worried about yourself? And President Trump says he's worried more about us, our country, the people here, and the millions that would be affected by probably information that's been given to them, as we've seen play out in movies and Hollywood, where they pre-program in our minds destruction across the country, starting with weapons of mass destruction that would destroy the entire East Coast. Now, does he tell you exactly how they were going to do it? No. Does it seem like he might be privy to that type of information? You betcha. And so why is he doing this? He's doing this for all of us. And it goes back to, remember when Trey Smith shared how this seems to be like the King Cyrus. Cyrus comes in, destroys everything that's going on with the mouth, with the rhetoric, and he just comes in like a whirlwind and starts messing up everything that the deep state was doing in that time. And then when he finally takes over, he restores the nation. Now, do I worship this man? No, I have to say it every time for all those that are new to this channel. We don't worship this man at all. But we do find in times throughout Scripture that men who are used as leaders, women also, to show up at such a time as this is biblical. And that's why we have our logo the way it is, where it's shaped with a almost like a Moses standing there with a stick, holding it up and parting the Red Sea. We go through and we watch the enemy demolished behind us. All right, and so some big things that came up here. Fletch 17 was sharing this clip. Watch what she says, this news anchor from MSNBC, dropping massive truth bombs. I think it's Jen Psaki, thinks this is a negative. Gotta love the Trump derangement syndrome. Thanks, Jen, for summarizing what we are looking forward to with Trump. No more deep state. Power back to the people. Check this out.
See, the thing is, Nikki Haley is running for president, as many, many people have before her in her party and the Democratic Party. Trump is running for something else entirely. The office he is seeing, is eyeing, is looking to, does not resemble the office of the president of the United States. Trump is actually running to end the presidency as we know it. I'm not letting you in on some big secret here. Trump is telling us that this is what he plans to do over and over again. His intentions are clear as day to anyone watching, listening to him over the course of his campaign and all the speeches he's giving. I mean, let's just take the last couple of days, because just over the last 3 days, Trump gave three of the most bizarre, unhinged, bigoted, very hard to follow speeches I have ever heard him give. He trivialized black voters with a disgusting and racist rant on Friday night, claiming that the black community likes him more because he was indicted and has a mugshot. I mean, he referred to himself as a political dissident on Saturday, which is an insult to real political dissidents around the world, of which there are many. He also cast November's election as, quote, Judgment Day. And that's just a sampling of the concerning nonsense we've heard over the past few days.
Trump derangement syndrome. Thank you, Fletch, for pointing that out. Fletch 17, keeping us updated. Appreciate all the work that you're doing. Really appreciate it. Thank you. 17, thank you. That's the handle on X for all of you guys wondering what's going on. You know, I just want to break here and show another one here from President Trump.
A vote for Trump is your ticket back to freedom. It's your passport out of tyranny, and it's your only escape from Joe Biden and his gang's fast track to hell. And in many ways, we're living in hell right now. Because the fact is, Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. He really is a threat to democracy.
Joe Biden, a threat to democracy. Just a reminder. Just a reminder for all of us to know what's happening across our country. And I try to get folks to understand, we're getting a view. If you zoom in on a corner of a street and a block with the mainstream media, and then they explode that out through the entire world, we believe that that is all of the United States. Well, I'm here to tell you, I wasn't going to show this till later, but I want to show it now. It just touched me. Turns out that America and Louisiana, they don't appreciate it when Cal Berkeley softball team comes to town and kneels for the national anthem. I'm showing you this clip because it shows you what Americans are doing when somebody says they don't appreciate being in this country. And of course, it has to be Cal Berkeley softball team out of all the places that does this. But they kneel for the national anthem. And you're going to hear what the audience does. Now, I tell you this because last night I just happened to go to a Wawa. I walked in, and there was four young men who, it was seemed pretty obvious they couldn't afford the last $7. The attendant was watching them and said, look, you guys, you owe seven more bucks. And they went over to by the door. It looks like they were about to leave. And a young lady in front of me just walked up, and she says, look, I'll go ahead and pay for them, because you could tell that she was going to have to call the manager behind the counter. And I watched her pay the $7. And she did it in front of my two sons, two of my sons that are with us. And it just blew me away, and I was excited. And I said, guys, that's the country that I keep telling you about. That's the country that we love. That's America. And the lady, I said, wasn't that amazing when we paid for our food and stuff? And she said, yes, I was going to have to call my manager, but I didn't have to, because it appeared like they were going to run off. Again, just to play this clip for you once again. So what you saw there, in case you're listening in, because a lot of folks tell me they listen, while they're driving, they can't actually see the screen. But the Cal Berkeley, not the entire team, but it looks like about maybe six or seven of them are on their knees. It even looks like a leader maybe wearing on the very end, like a coach or something, because they're not wearing the entire uniform. And so what Cal Berkeley, actually rest of the team does, they run behind those that are kneeling and hide them, so the audience can't see him, like it's going to work. And it didn't work. So that's why we get so upset when it comes to ballot harvesting, when it comes to the stealing of our elections. It means so much. Columbia, South Carolina, they were experiencing, again, some weird things as we went into the South Carolina deal. And I just wanted to hear a few minutes of this, even though it's already passed.
To be able to put their ballot through, they said that they put them in this bin per se, but didn't have much more information. Now, that's obviously interesting.
Baby. Ho. Michelle, hey, yo, don't bury the lead. The machines are not supposed to be hooked up to the internet. What did they tell you?
Exactly.
What do you repeat what they told you? What'd they say?
They said, the poll worker said that the internet is not working, and therefore they had to take the ballots and put them in a separate bin. Voters were so confused what was going on. They said that because the internet's not working, the scanners weren't going to work. I was going to say, is anyone putting this together right now?
All of a sudden,
so this happened in Richland County.
I think
County.
I'm a kind of machine yes. guy. Yeah. Michelle, you're going to be on Real America's Voice all day down there in Columbia. How do people get to you? Social media. I know you're putting up stuff nonstop. Where do they go?
Pretty cool. A reminder to us that the internet is not supposed to be connected to these machines. And that's why I'm pretty excited. Folks would say, see, they're going to steal another election. No, I say, we have it all. We have it all. How do we know? Well, you know what? I'm going to skip ahead to something I was going to play later since it kind of matches what we're talking about. We had somebody on social media and he's wearing a Space Force, U.S. Space Force hat. And just pay attention to what this guy says.
Stop.
Bonjour, monsieur. I'm now speaking English. I'm addressing you from Napoleon's tomb. I'm addressing former President Alain Berset of Switzerland, President Macron, former President and Foreign Minister Cassis, and Mr. Schwab and Tedros. Napoleon Bonaparte, that's his tomb, said, never interrupt your enemy when he makes a mistake. Well, let me tell you, gentlemen, what is coming next is a virus, and you will not have a vaccine. It's called the Space Force, and you will soon find out what it means. I don't wish you a happy new year for what you have done to humanity, and I say sempre supra, au revoir, goodbye.
Talking to the world global supposed leaders, your days are coming. Wait till you find out. U.S. Space Force. And so I was going to show this later, but I'll, you know, just continue with this. Did you guys notice that at the place where President Trump gave his speech, he was on top of what appears to look like a B-2 bomber stage in the shape of a B-2 bomber? Dan Scavino Jr. showed Governor Henry McMaster introduces real Donald Trump in Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's epic. Why is it epic? V Darkness Falls says, over the target. The stage is set. Mother of all bombs incoming. Remember we showed, actually had an intro once. I'll have to go dig it up with the B-2 bomber. After all the slings and arrows President Trump has taken for us, I think he's now over the target and has some mother of all bombs to drop of his own into the deep state. Not only him, another thing that was interesting is if you look over at Putin's garden, Grasshopper official channel caught this and many others. Look what he has in his garden. A view days after the Tucker Putin interview on February 9th, Dutch Financial News comes out on the 16th with a broadcast at 1:15 and 9, they flash Putin's garden. Well, 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 Putin got a giant queue in his garden. Oh, boy. Let's see. Does it get better? Oh, it does. Look at this. So yesterday, Trump is standing on a stage. And this is probably the other day. It's February 25th, so the 24th. He was standing on a stage that looks like a B-2 bomber. And today, he's posing with the Specialized Law Enforcement Division, SLED, the SLED in South Carolina. I don't know about you, but it seems like Dan and crew are trying to tell us something. Oh, yeah. Feeling good. Feeling good. And if you want to feel better, check this out. Are you searching for the perfect products for your dog, cat, horse, or even yourself? Look no further than LTPetClub247.com, your one-stop destination for all immune-boosting supplements. At LTPetClub247.com, we understand that your pets are like family. That's why we offer an extensive range of high-quality immune-boosting supplements to help defend pets against the simplest ailment to the most life-threatening ones. Pet food, treats, and toys purchased from brick-and-mortar and online retailers are usually expensive and occasionally cost-prohibitive. We offer one of the most sought-after immune-building supplements for human and pets available on the market. We have developed the first pet treats and gravies with the immune-supporting Curiolis mushroom. This mushroom has been studied for 50 years, and there are over 400 studies worldwide that show how this mushroom is able to support the body's own immune system. We learned that pets with cancer who were given the mushroom lived longer than those who didn't, so we baked it in a biscuit. From there, we developed a full line of all-natural, made-in-the-USA products that you can only find at LTPetClub247.com. So visit LTPetClub247.com in the description box below.
Another man, not a lot of people know him. He doesn't do too much television. He happens to be a little bit further left than some of the people on the stage. But I always say, When I'm in trouble on the left, I call up Lindsey Graham and he straightens it out so fast. And I'll tell you,
Lindsey Graham getting a mixed audience, a lot of boos, but President Trump's brilliant at putting him out front. And he says some strange things, you know, it's almost like in a sense that Lindsey Graham was given a deal because we know he was friends with old No Name. And we know that they love to stir up war in Ukraine and more. And he always says some really bad things that we don't like. President Trump continues to support him almost like he's part of this entire show.
No, 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 no. Remember. I love him. He's a good man. Come up here, Lindsey. Come here.
Okay, are you ready? America, the nightmare you're facing is just about over. Help is on the way. This is the most qualified man to be president of the United States. And let it be said that South Carolina created the biggest political comeback in American history.
So he said he loves this man. Listen to him. Wow. Then he comes out and he supports President Trump, even though he's a warmonger and more. Anybody tell me what's going on? Can you put it in the description box or the comments below? Just kind of share your thoughts and see what everybody starts talking about, because it is really strange to me. It's not strange would be the Trump derangement syndrome that continues at MSNBC. Joy Reid, always like to have a few clips from her just to see how she's feeling lately.
About the makeup of this electorate. I mean, this is a, 92% white, overwhelmingly evangelical Christian primary electorate in South Carolina. And I think writ large around the country, that is the way they think. I mean, even among the independent voters who are about, 21% of this electorate, it's like almost a 50-50 question as to whether President Biden is the legitimate president of the United States. That is what the Republican Party is now.
It's 50-50 if even Biden's the president of the United States. It's because of race. It's the only explanation that he was 107 over 17. Oh, yeah. We got some more I'm going to share in comms later, but there are two records from last night. Real Donald Trump set the record for the most votes, and this isn't last night. Of course, this was on the 24th. But he set the record for the most votes received in a South Carolina presidential primary, more than doubling the previous. And Nikki Haley holds the record for the largest margin loss in a home state for an unsuspended candidate. How about that? Just more records broken. We keep winning. And it just seems curious to me, like 107 to 17, you take out the 0, 17. Why do we keep getting these 17s thrown at us? Anybody can explain that whole thing to me? Very, very interesting. And it kind of leads towards like Bolsonaro, the leader who happened to show up and was near. You guys remember they were raided. It seems like they're running the same operation in Brazil as the U.S. But here he is recently shows up and look at the crowds. This is in Brazil, folks. Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro, the leader. Crowds as far as the eye can see. He turns around, he goes the other direction. Crowds as far as the eyes can see. Amazing. And you can see, if you look at his shirt, he's wearing a bulletproof vest under that shirt. You can see it. He's always under protection. And so I thought it was pretty cool that Joe Rambo dropped an amazing thread. They, the Q Bolsonaro, are running the exact same operation in Brazil as in the United States. This thread's going to blow your mind if you haven't seen what's going on. Bolsonaro had been raided. He's been raided. He had his own QAnon shaman actor, and he was even laying low in Florida. Check out this part.
Number two and number one very shortly, it seems like. It'll be number two and number one very shortly, it seems like. That's what I'm reading. Let's see if, you know, a lot of it's fake news, so we can't go by everything. But that's what I'm hearing. Federal deputy from Brazil, Eduardo Bolsonaro. Eduardo, wherever you are.
Bolsonaro. February 24th, 2024, President Trump calls him out in the audience. So this is the thread I'm going to show you. We'll scroll down. There's the Q Bolsonaro. Why was he at CPAC yesterday? Joe Rumbo asks. They had an almost exact replica of our own J6 fake insurrection for the same exact reason, with their very own actor. You see him on the screen. The people watch their elections get stolen with the capital L right before their eyes. And then you listen to Q Bolsonaro explains a carbon copy of what's happening here in the States. Right here. I hope that Brazil doesn't become Venezuela, he says. Brazil houses thousands of Venezuelans. Still to this day, there are 700 arriving daily. And the borders, it's sad. People who have been tricked by socialism. I hope that Brazil is not on the same path. Venezuela is the richest country in the world for petroleum. We are slaves to our situation. And there we go. The former leader in self-imposed exile. That was at the Orlando airport. I believe, what year was that? Let's see, go back. I think they had the year flash up, I thought. March 29th, 2023. Yeah. And so then you have the, remember, this should blow your mind, that the reason is unclear, but check out the X-37B Space Force plane that was up for 17 days surrounding our elections. Was also up for their elections. Remember, we just said the U.S. Space Force, we showed a clip earlier, World Economic Forum leaders and more, you guys are going down. This is very interesting, folks.
Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has been released from a hospital in Florida.
Now, pressure is growing for the Biden administration to expel him from the U.S. after the brazen attack on Brazil's capital and on democracy by his supporters over the weekend. CBS News correspondent Christina Ruffini has been following this for us very closely. She joins us now from Washington. Christina, it's good to see you. So Bolsonaro's return, will he actually return to Brazil on his own? And do we know why it is that he came to the U.S. to begin with?
It's all a little unclear. Look, I used to have a friend who was in charge of stamping passports and giving visas in Brazil. And he said, everybody in Brazil wants to come to Orlando to go to Disney World, right? So we don't think that's what Bolsonaro is doing in Orlando. He left 2 days before the inauguration of Lula da Silva. Mm-hmm. And he's been out of the country. One of the theories is so that he could have plausible deniability, because he has denied being behind this violent mob that hit the Capitol. He has denied. He said, you know, this is not him. He didn't do it. And now he's tweeted pictures of himself in a hospital saying he's being treated for an old stab wound. He's since said he's been released. But we don't know, you know, a lot of reporters have been kind of asking the State Department over and over again, what kind of visa is he on? Why is he here? How long is he going to be here? Due to privacy reasons, the State Department never comments publicly on individual cases.
Okay, so we know all about it. I don't have to play the whole clip. But you see the insurrectionists. Same rhetoric, same thing from the mainstream media. All paid to lie. But what's encouraging, again, is what Joe Rambo showed us. The X-37B Space Force plane was up 17 days surrounding our elections, also up for theirs. Well, what's going on with that? Well, Brazil's stolen election was in October of 2022, just before our midterms here. X-37B landed just after our midterms. It also started a new mission. FYI, just before our primaries. We won't let them steal it again. There's a newsscientist.com article on this, the secret secretive X-37B space plane has beaten its previous flight duration record by staying in orbit for 908 days before landing. Wow. Operated by the U.S. Space Force. Officially classified, and therefore scant details about its purpose or missions are released. So the Brazilian police have raided the holiday home of our former president, Jair Bolsonaro, as part of the expanding investigation into a legal spying racket that allegedly existed during his far-right government. Sound familiar? Yeah, raiding other folks. Police raid of Bolsonaro, just like Trump. What's crazy, they're getting the same results, the makings of a complete revolution. This clip is taken from a live feed of a rally going on in the streets of Brazil as he was typing. And again, a different angle for you to see of the just hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people there in support. So is this all one big coincidence? Trump announces Bolsonaro at CPAC, Bolsonaro's in Florida, insurrection, raids and political persecution, X-37B, and a false flag, fake actor, QAnon shaman just happens to show up, you know, paid just in time to be used on their media groups to make it look like he's part of this whole thing. So ridiculous. And then, or is it more likely that we are watching a parallel operation, or is it more likely that we're watching some of the most complex military operations this country has ever conducted? We are at war globally. There will not be a Earth governance. Check this out.
Script again, I know, but I just want to personally thank you. We've been through some stuff. We've gone through some of the most complex military operations this country's ever conducted, and your steady hand and your leadership during those was a great source of strength for me. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your character. Thank you for your selfless service. Thank you for commitment. Thank you for being a mentor to me, Mr. Vice President. And with that, the floor is yours.
How about that, huh? Remember that? Most intense operations he's ever seen. So it goes to this particular clip. What if, what's the significance? What if China, Russia, and others are coordinating with the President of the United States to eliminate the New World Order? Remember that? And then remember how many times Trump spelled stolen incorrectly. S-T-O-L-L-E-N, two L's. There are no coincidences. Everything has meaning. Remember, let the unsealing begin. Let the D class, the L in the target back brackets, if you're new to this, that extra L, you look for that extra L, and you find that it has let the D class begin. Let the world witness the truth. We the people, justice under the law. Nice thread, Joe. That was absolutely brilliant how you put that together. Guys, check him out on X and also on Telegram. Here's another guy that showed up for this entire CPAC deal.
And when I started my political career in Congress as a
Javier Milei.
Congressman, I said that I wasn't there to herd sheep, but rather to awaken lions.
Y fue así que cada día despertamos más leones y el mensaje de la libertad no solo nos llevó a la presidencia de la Argentina, sino que además estamos despertando todo el mundo.
And we continue to awaken more and more lions every day. And the message of freedom didn't just make me president of Argentina. We are awakening the world.
So
don't surrender in your fight
for
freedom.
Viva la libertad, carajo!
Long live freedom, damn it!
Viva la libertad, carajo!
Long live freedom, damn it!
Viva la libertad, carajo!
Long live freedom, damn it!
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
How about that? Showing up at CPAC, these leaders. Kind of interesting, huh? Who's getting excited? We're at amweknow.com. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom. Watch on Rumble. Follow on X or on Twitter. Follow us on the Clout Hub, folks. It's growing fast. I just did an interview with Todd Callender. He interviewed me on his show, Vax Choice, last week, Friday. You can check that out. It's already up 500,000 plus views there. Thank you so much for the support on that side. He's absolutely amazing. Support of this channel and more. You can also find us at thepatriotlight.com. We worked hard, my son specifically, Brandon, worked hard to put this together so that we have a Drudge Report for truthers. That's what I call it. Home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. If you're wondering where to find it, if you can't remember thepatriotlight.com, just go below our videos. You'll find the links to all of these things that I'm sharing with you. That's right. And so another thing that we have is our gear, shop.amweknow.com. That's where you can find our sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. You know what? Sign up also for our newsletter and our updates on anything that comes out through through the shop.amweknow.com, and they'll let you know what sales are coming and more. It's amazing. And I've got a couple of pictures of really close friends, Deanna, one of those, and she happened to give a speech. I don't have time to play it today for Deanna, but she was sharing what happened to her in the election in Illinois, how her actual ballot was stolen. And it's absolutely brilliant. When I get time, I'll be able to share that. But she said, had I not given the speech on my stolen vote, I would have never found these folks. Here are the pictures of my new friends. Please put them up for the next podcast if you can. And here they are. Huge fans. Please let me know what you think of my speech. It was absolutely brilliant, Deanna. You're more than welcome to share it with General Flynn or whomever. You can even put it on your podcast. Let you know that there are AUK fans in Elk Grove Township, Cook County, Illinois. Thank you guys for your support. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Mr. President, I just returned from several areas along the front line in the south and in the east, and soldiers there told me they have to ration their ammunition. They don't have enough weapons to advance. They can only defend themselves. In some cases, they're losing territory. What happens to your country if this American aid doesn't arrive?
We will lose a lot of people. We will lose territories.
So Zelensky, always there for everyone to let him know. We need more money. We need more help. And while he's being interviewed, you can see his eyes. He is about as high as a kite. He's losing his mind. Did he get invited to CPAC? No. Is he one of those leaders they're trusting? No. But you can see him just constantly looking around, darting all over the place. Is he in duress? Is he high? I don't know, but it's really even more interesting is this. Former head officer of a regional Ukrainian military recruitment office busted with $1 million U.S. dollars in shoeboxes. Raid reveals boxes of cash. Wow, where are they getting all this cash from? How does Zelensky get to live in Florida in this multi-million dollar mansion? I don't know. It's all kind of strange. Another thing that was strange and kind of heartbreaking, if true, young Air Force soldier burned himself alive in front of the Israeli embassy in D.C., shouting that he would not be complicit in genocide. This is first for the United States. This was not a new recruit. He had been in the service for 3 years. So some folks think this was a hoax, that it was just put out there to get us all to talk about it and try to drum up support. Anyway, he says, I want you to stop and think about the weight of this moment when the very forces trained to protect you can't bear the weight of the genocide being delivered at the hands of such a nation. When the noble goal of protecting those you love is irreparably corrupted by the special interests that wield a sword called defense and bombs called peace. Look at this moment. Because it is an important moment. It is the moment a war touches your soul. Is the moment your own will cannot bear the load, and it is your sons and daughters that must wake every day still to wear a uniform that has betrayed you and betrayed them. Think carefully about the cost of war, about the true cost, the cost for their souls that must endure the endless campaigns of slaughter in the name of greed, corruption, and blackmail. Question the chains that bind you to this lifestyle, the worth of a government that allows it and encourages such things with duplicity, ignorance, and callousness. Our thoughts are with the young airman. Going back to Bolsonaro, I just wanted to show you that he met with President Trump.
President!
In the back. There they are hugging. The energy was electric. Milei, overflowing with unbridled enthusiasm, declared boldly, "Let's make Argentina great again." And that was at the CPAC in D.C. Almost like they're great friends and they're great, happy to meet again. Somebody he won't meet with will be Jacob Rothschild. He's dead. Prince Philip died 4/9/21, 17 months later, right? You got the Queen died 9/8/22. She died exactly 1,776 days after the first Q drop from October 28, 2017. And then 17 months later, Jacob Rothschild died February 26, 2024. Drop a period if you think the world is a better place now. Can you believe that, guys? Look at all the 17s. You understand? 17 months later. Almost like it was already planned out long ago, and the stage is being set for all of it. And so speaking of stages, you look at these the world, and you wonder what's going on. Well, they're happening to show all types of weird stuff, like this one from Biden. It's better than SNL.
Buonasera, Presidente Biden.
They're making fun of him.
Presidente.
The world is making evening, a joke.
President.
Oh, he's getting Biden. Lost.
President.
This is Italian TV.
Here we are.
Mocking President Joe Biden more ruthlessly than President any Biden. American comedians are.
Oui. Here.
Yes.
There's what the world thinks of Biden.
Buonasera.
They're laughing.
Yes. Eh?
I said to the president of Israel,
sì.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
No, non è Gorbachev, non è Gorbachev, il presidente dell'Israele, no.
Sorry, Michael Jordan.
No.
When he went to the moon.
Quando è andato sulla luna.
And he was shot from Dallas.
Non hanno sparato a lui a Dallas, quello è Kennedy. No, sia fermo, presidente. Presidente.
Long shot from Dallas to the moon.
Si sta confondendo con Kennedy.
14 sì. Millions.
Sì.
Miles, 44.
Anyway, this goes on for a few minutes, and they're just basically making fun of him. And he opens up this case. He says, I'm about to hit the button to launch. And everybody's just making fun of him. You would think that the comedy doesn't stop there. Well, actually, Saturday Night Live, we make fun of them all the time because they don't have great humor anymore. Since we're on the humor bug for now, I just wanted to make sure you know it's about time they made something funny. Squawk showed us this. Have a good laugh.
30-year-old Gordon Dwyer just couldn't catch a break. Not at work.
Dwyer!
Not in love. And especially not on the court.
Gordon for three.
Nice shot, idiot.
Why am I such a loser?
But that's all about to change.
Gordon, thought you could use these. Donald J. Trump?
Whoa, Trump Never Surrender sneakers? Awesome. I'm open.
And Gordon Dwyer's about to find out that winning...
Come on, man, how'd you miss that?
...is a state of mind.
I didn't miss. It went in.
Oh. All right.
From Newsmax Studios and the writer of Like Mike comes another magical sneaker movie for white people.
So you're saying these Trump shoes made you good at basketball?
No, they gave me the power to say I'm good at basketball and then double down on that until people actually start to believe it.
Now he gets whatever he wants.
Mr. Mitchell, Woods. Everybody's saying I should have your office because my cubicle is a disaster right now.
Well, can I have a minute to gather my things?
Bye-bye.
He gets whoever he wants.
Wow. And so let me fast forward to that 70. Part.
Whatever he says he is.
Excuse me. It's 170.
Now, he's a brand new man. And people are noticing.
Nice shoes. But you know, in many ways, the real magic has been inside of you all along. Wrong.
It comes from the shoes, and you're coming off as very stupid and, frankly, quite rude walking in here like this.
My work here is done in terms of basketball, movie pastiche, and with regard to shoes, I think we've done a wonderful...
White men can Trump.
Oh, you got new shoes too?
Yeah, Air Bidens.
Now pass me the rock. Here we go. Uh-oh.
So, how about that? Just good to have some humor, right? All the stuff that we're going through. Saturday Night Live finally did something pretty funny. Well, here's the real President Trump.
Frankly, I believe, you know, I gave a speech up there. We had like 100,000 people show up. I said, what the hell is going on over here? I always hear Republicans can't win California. You can't win. I will tell you, if God came down and God was the vote checker, I believe we would win California. I think it's so crazy. They send out 36 million ballots, get sent out to people unknown. They're sent out all over the place. How many people from California know people that got 6, 7, 8 ballots, okay? Our elections are so corrupt. I think we'd do very well. I think I would do very well in California, actually. And I think I would do well in a lot of places because it's common sense. Remember, not conservative. It's common sense. I'm conservative. But the words are common sense. Our country is run by people that are destroying it. We're not going to let it happen again.
We're not going to let it happen again. Part of the destroying would be the folks on the local level, right? Donald Trump says, based on the fact that District Attorney Fannie Willis and her lover were together long prior to the filing date of their fake lawsuit against me and many other innocent people, despite their sworn testimony to the contrary, this case must be determined as over and of no further force or effect. Among other things, in close coordination and conjunction with the DOJ and White House, numerous 8-hour meetings between the Biden people and them in D.C., this case was all about stealing close to $1 million for Lover Wade and election interference, whereby a vicious and heinous attack is made on crooked Joe Biden's political opponent. This has never happened in the USA. It's the stuff of the third world countries and banana republic. And there is Branko putting out this humorous art piece. Fannie's grabbing Nathan from behind. Y'all a bunch of lying racists, she says, as he has a fanny pack filled with money. A fanny pack. How did they think of that? Why didn't we think of that? That's hilarious. Well, another thing that's going on when it comes to corruption and more, it's going to blow your mind. Judge Lewis Kaplan ruled Donald Trump was guilty of raping E. Jean Carell. Remember? Same judge dismissed Prince Andrew's case where he was accused of raping underage girl Virginia Jeffrey on Jeffrey Epstein Island. Check out this.
Oh, my God. Check this out. Watch this here, Tom. Watch this here, Tom. I'm so sorry to interrupt. Okay, go to other cases he's worked on. Go lower. Go up a little bit. Right there. Hang on. Right there. You will not even believe what I just found. Look at the case you worked on. Look for all the way in the bottom of miscellaneous, second line, 2021-2022. Kaplan was presiding judge on mattering relating towards Virginia Giuffre and Prince Andrew. Click on that on six. Watch what happens. You know what happens to the case. Click on that's the one. Click right there. Zoom in and just go to the top. Yeah. Jeffrey and Andrew reached. Case was dismissed by the party stipulation in March 2022 without going to trial.
Prince Andrew.
So let me get this straight. This case, read the top. Federal Court, Virginia. You know who Virginia, we just talked
sexually
about her, right?
Sexually trafficked girl.
That's
from, right. Epstein Island.
From Epstein Island. Second son of, for sexual assault under court, several sexual encounters with Andrew in the early 2000s at the age of 17 after being sex trafficked by American financier and convicted by sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Dismissed without going to trial. What? Yet Trump's $83.3 million.
Wow. What a freaking find.
Great find.
That guilty. Is insane.
How about that, huh? What a find. So child rape, they let him go, but go after President Trump. These are the things that make you pretty sick, huh? Sick to your stomach. Well, tell you what, this one's going to help you out. The wellness company, actually, as you listen to this ad, just filled it out, did the whole thing, And I was just amazed at this kit when it arrived.
Well, folks, you've heard me talk about the Wellness Company and their medical emergency kit. Well, they've got something else pretty amazing called Spike Support. If you're not thinking that something is going on at this point with so many previously healthy people experiencing myocarditis, blood clots, turbo cancers, menstrual irregularities, miscarriages, and the new died suddenly phenomenon, you're not paying attention. The culprit is spike protein. Spike protein is a lingering threat from both the vaccine and the man-made virus. Linked to all kinds of long-term health issues. Even Pfizer is now admitting there are problems. So if you go in the description box below, click on twc.health/LT. Use code LT for 10% off at checkout. There's one question that these doctors keep asking every single day. How do I detox from the spike protein left behind from the vaccine and COVID? Thanks to the Wellness Company, there's actually something that can be done. Spike Support, again, twc.health/LT. Use code LT for 10% off today. So here we are. President Trump tells it like it is. Blast Joe Biden's racist past in front of a black crowd. Check this out. Columbia, South Carolina.
The radical Democrat Party has waged war on black families for many, many decades. Think of it. It's really 100 years. It's a century. They've controlled these cities for 100 years. Hard to believe. I said, can't be. It is. They've controlled. And look at what you take a look at Baltimore. You take a look at New York. You take a look at Chicago. You take a look at all of these places. Take a look at what's going on in the West Coast. Take a look at what's happening. And they've controlled these cities for 100 years. And nothing happens. They're slum areas. They're dangerous. Nothing has happened. And we're going to change it. We're going to change it. Thank you. I like that guy. Thank you. Thank you very much. What a voice. I love that guy. Who the hell is that? Is he a friend of yours? Yes. We're going to send him to the Met. So come join us in the Republican Party and never, ever look back. We're going to do it right. We're going to do it right. On top of everything else, Joe Biden really has proven to be a very nasty and vicious racist. He's been a racist. Whether you like it or don't like it, I happen not to like it. Most of the people in this room happen to not like it. And if somebody does like it, they're not supposed to be here. Biden spent years palling around with notorious...
And this is a black conservative fundraiser, by the way, in case you're wondering, listening in.
Segregationist, you know that. He boasted that his home state was a slave state. He was very proud of that. He thought it was great. If you go back and look at his body language and the way he said it, he was very proud of it. He said that he didn't want his children to grow up in a, quote, racial jungle. I don't want my children in a racial jungle. Joe Biden drafted the 1994 crime bill, which caused unfair sentencing disparities that devastated the black community, black families. Cory Booker called Biden the architect of mass incarceration. Remember this. It was a time when Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden were talking about predators and super predators. You heard that. This is a hell of a lot more of a speech than you thought you were going to get, isn't it, huh? They thought we'd be boring then. We'd give a little quick boring speech, but it's called Let's Tell It Like It Is, right? And then years later... Tell it like it is.
So basically, Joe is the perfect person for the setup for all of the people in America, especially minorities, to understand putting them in the front of everyone so that daily they can see who this guy really was. Predator, super predator, crime bill, you ain't black if you don't vote for me, segregationist, and more. He's a racist, able to use that to wake up the masses. Michigan State Board, by the way, members warn state homeschool registration list is a precursor to unwarranted home entry. That's right. If you're homeschooling and you're in Michigan, get ready because they want to enter your home now to find out what you're up to. And they can go in without a warrant. Let's see, what else can they do? Oh, they can mop up your language. The language police are out there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned staff not to use gendered language like mother, father, husband, wife.
In a memo to staff, he cautioned against using gendered language. The list of do not use phrases include manpower, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, mother, father, son, stepdaughter, and husband, wife. He also warned staff against pressuring coworkers to share their pronouns, which can include Z and Zer.
Yep.
No manpower. You guys, ladies and gentlemen, mother, father, son, daughter, start using the police up of our language. I thought pretty brilliant. The grasshopper always has these decodes. And this one right here really blew my mind. So not only does Trump thank the broadcasters at the and the 11:54 timestamp brings us to the Intel group thanking the Patriots, adding perfect example of why we are here. Let's dig deeper, shall we? Mirror of the military time, 23:54 is 45:32. Mirroring, you know, you go backwards with it. As darkness falls, so does our enemies, just like our thumbnail. Who is the enemy? Let's have a closer look at this Trump truth timestamp in correlation to the RSBN 11:54 mirror. Talks about is fake news controlling the narrative. Truth and transparency is the only way forward. I'm not going to go through every detail and show you on the screen. I'm just going to read what Grasshopper's showing us. The mirror RSBN timestamp 4511, this has never been attempted. Use of general public to counter the narrative propaganda pushed by the controlled media. The analysis, start to now, indicates situational awareness, decoupling of MSDNC control of information, channels 1 through 99, of general public expanding at massive pace. The attacks indicates, can be defined as, loss of generalized information control. Need to expand ammunition, muster network to defend and coordinate attacks to counter. That's right, they're doing all they can to counterattack. It's not working. Military civilian alliance, bottom line, hunting season, mainstream media is going down. We know it. They're losing. They're having to get rid of people throughout the United States where they try to control everyone. Vice News is shutting down. It is a great time to be alive. It's a great time to get out there and start sharing more news as it moves forward. Well, remember Rothschild? Rothschild clans are battling over bank clients. Yeah, Swiss and French branches are leveraging the family name in a bid to control the global wealth management market. Yeah, the Rothschild's family's Swiss and French branches are battling for dominance in the wealth management industry. It's causing tension and sparkling speculation of a merger that would significantly impact the Earth financial landscape. Swiss Private Bank and Rothschild Group and the smaller French lender are the only remaining banks with links to the family whose name has been a synonym for wealth and power for more than two centuries. Rothschild family emerged from the Jewish ghetto in Frankfurt in 19th century to become one of the world's richest and most powerful financial dynasties that bankrolled wars and empires. They helped shape Europe's economic and political history. All of this financial talk and more we discussed with Dr. Kirk Elliott. If you guys missed it yesterday, we talked about the deep state trouble and the danger. The big names are selling billions. Yeah, they're selling. Also, the reminder not to live in fear. This is a great interview with Dr. Kirk Elliott. You can reach out to him at any time, andweknow.com/gold, and he will help you along and have these conversations with you or somebody on his team.
In years, I've never seen this. I've never, ever seen this. So Jeff Bezos was rumored to have sold $10.5 billion of his own shares. Billion with a B. And so I looked it up. Because when you're that big and you have a publicly traded company that's that big, you have to register your sales with the SEC. Sure enough, on the end of January, or no, I'm sorry, beginning of February, he actually made an announcement and actually had to register two sales, one $8.5 billion of his own personal Amazon shares, and then a secondary one of $2 billion. Well, that's $10.5 billion. All right, so he's not the only guy.
So all these guys are selling off and something strange is going on. We discussed that. And other things that are happening in a strange world would be Star Trek actor Kenneth Mitchell dying at 49, just sudden deaths. Well, Tucker Carlson continues to keep us updated on this with others. And, you know, he's getting hundreds of millions of views now on things. So check this out.
So what data sets are you looking at and what do they tell you?
Well, so I have some data that we were able to get from the Medicare database. And it shows very conclusively that if you give the pneumococcal vaccine, for example, in March of 2021, it's a flat line. In fact, it slopes downward. if you give the COVID vaccine to the same group of people effectively, it slopes upwards. And it's what, not and, supposed
and what, to. What is it that's sloping upwards?
The deaths. The deaths.
Oh, the death rate. Vaccine. Oh, you kill people. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, did it impact your mortality? And so with the COVID vaccine, your mortality increases every day since you got the shot for a while. And so we've seen that in the U.S. data, in the U.S. Medicare data. That's gold standard data. That's hard to dispute. And you can't say it was, oh, it's just the timing, because we can compare vaccine A with vaccine B. And vaccine A goes like this. And vaccine B, the safer vaccine, is a flat line. In fact, it slopes downwards. The other one slopes upwards. And so it's obvious to anybody looking at that data that the vaccine is increasing mortality.
Increasing mortality. It's the constant reminder for all of us. And we're praying here with the team at And We Know for more ways to help folks that are dealing with situations like this. And especially in prayer, you can reach out to us for support. And we've got interviews coming up. We'll be airing soon with folks that are out there that are all about health, helping the body, and more. And one of those I can't wait to release. We had an amazing interview. I'll show you that sometime next week. So all of this happening, medical world is going crazy, and a Texas woman has her 2-year-old child taken away for being hesitant about the medication the doctors were recommending. So this is what we're up against.
A North Texas mother is fighting to get her toddler back after CPS took him without a court order and without police officers seeing an immediate need for his removal. The 2-year-old is set to be released from a hospital into a foster home tomorrow. Fox 4's Lori Brown, live in Dallas with the story. Lori.
So you don't want to take the medication the doctors recommend. They put a flag up, and next thing you know, they come and take your child.
I've never been away from my son for more than a few hours prior to this incident, and has now been 60 days.
Jocelyn Sanders.
60 days. All of this happening and more. We need our country back. And so here's Laura Trump, a few clips to share with you, and some comms that came from this. I think it was pretty cool. Darkest Before the Dawn, I'll show you that in a moment.
I said it right here on this stage last year. This fight is not one between Republicans and Democrats or left versus right, but a fight between good and evil. It's a fight between those who want the United States to prosper and continue to be the leader of the free world, and those who want our country to crumble for the benefit of China, Russia, Iran, and every nation working to destroy us. The left told us what they wanted to do, fundamentally transform America. And I hate to point out the obvious, folks, but the transformation of the country we all know and love is happening right before our very eyes.
And so all of this, she actually said, it's the darkest before the dawn. The darkest before the dawn. Did I have that clip? I thought I had it saved. I couldn't find it earlier. And so we'll have to just trust that it was said. But anyway, wait for Laura Trump, who all is watching me. I'm liking this trend where we go one, we go all. When that was posted, we saw it's getting near dawn from Entheos. That's right. 1:29 p.m. was when this is played. Well, that's the closing act, dismantled. Operations, no such agency. Are we in the closing act, folks? Even more so, if you go to the 107.17 post, remember, that Grasshopper put out, you have the decode 107, may God also grant all of us the wisdom to ask what concrete steps we can take to reduce the violence and weaponry in our minds, in our midst, excuse me. Note, when we just sent the go orders and when the tweet went live, coincidence, the go orders. Yeah, remember sacrificing our children. This is all about our children. We know in that picture on the right, Elefantes, they do terrible things to children. Patriots have planned, installed, and by the grace of God, activated the beam of light. It says, this is rest in peace, JFK. We will forever remember your sacrifice. May you look down from above and continue to guide us as we ring the bell of freedom and destroy those who wish to sacrifice our children, Elefantis, the pizza man himself, our way of life and our world, we the people. Prayer said every single day in the Oval Office. Where we go one, we go all. Remember I said that this whole thing would be wrapped around prayer. We started with prayer. And then President Trump happened to say this.
I'm here today because I know that to achieve victory in this fight, just like in the battles of the past, we still need the hand of our Lord and the grace of Almighty God. We have to have that.
We still need the mighty hand of our Lord and the grace of Almighty God. That came from President Trump. Now, really interesting, I told you at the end I'd save this. But this music group is joining us on the cruise, the Isaacs. They're putting out a modern worship CD soon. They sing all types of genres and more. And they happened to put a new spin on the song from Chicago, You're the Inspiration. And I want you guys to hear this. I happen to hear it a few times now live. And just excited because they are going to be providing some things that we probably have never experienced before if you've never heard them, been around them. Absolutely touched by the Lord. And I kind of, when I listen to this song, You're the Inspiration, I think about our Lord and Savior, the inspiration He provides. I think about you guys as you pray for us and you are on the front lines and you're out there in your communities and you're sharing so much, you're an inspiration. And we love somebody, right? When you love those that are around you, nothing greater than love. You can have all of the sermons. You can have all of the, provide all of the money and support. You can go to church all the time. You can, you know, say that you're all this and that and the other, but it's all about love. And so here you're going to experience just a piece of what we're going to see when we're on the cruise together. Take it, Isaacs.
You know our love was meant to be.
Ooh, the kind of love to last forever.
Ooh, and I want you here with me.
Ooh, from the night until the end of time.
You should know. Everywhere I go, you're always on my mind, in my heart, in my soul. Baby, you're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring feeling to my life. You're the inspiration. I wanna have you near me. I wanna have you hear me saying, no one needs you more than I need you. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
And I know,
yes, I know that it's plain to see.
Ooh,
we're so.
So,
you're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring feeling to my life. You're the inspiration. I wanna have you near me. I wanna have you hear me saying, no one needs you more than I.
No one needs you more than I.
Whoa! You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring feeling to my life. You're the inspiration.
When you love somebody till the end of time. When you love somebody,
always on my mind.
Oh, I need you more than I. When you love somebody till the end of time.
When you love somebody.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for inspiring our lives. Thank you for the work that you continue to do in and through us, through our families, through what seemed like such a dark time that we've been going through. It seems more and more each day that you're in control, that you have placed folks in our lives around us, leaders and more, to get us through these very strange times that we're living in. We ask for continued guidance, direction in our lives. Thank you for the constant reminder that we love those that are around us, love those that are hard to love. Thank you for your word that you continue to use to inspire us, to guide us and direct us, to teach us and form us. We know, again, we're reminded, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Renew our minds through this love letter you gave us. So we thank you for those that are on the front lines. Again, we ask for their protection, protection of our own families, protection of those who are standing for truth, as difficult as it must be. Would you guide us? Give us the right words to say. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Folks, I hope you enjoyed that today. Very, very inspiring. I thank you once again for tuning in. And again, theisaacs.com, go check them out. They sing amazing music. I'm looking forward to us joining together with them. They have been means so much to our family now. And we just look forward to seeing all of you guys soon. Please hit that subscribe button, follow button, and share. And for now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.